Hello guys, it's Andrea here, Dream Makeup, or if you want, Lived.Benevolence. Today, Lived.Benevolence has been, it's out there, guys, like, my album released, and you knew that, because I told you, but, you know, you guys have been hearing my music since I've created it. Literally, when I create a song that I feel that I want to being out to the world, I give it to you guys first, and then, you know, I allocate it to a a track and CD, and you know, eventually it becomes a mixtape. Well, today it's released, and what I want to tell you is this: all things are possible if you will it to be. That meaning, starting with the dream, which is really an idea brought in pictures of the mind, and then bringing that to action, meaning working to make a goal, which is, you know, to be successful in that endeavor, and then, you know, giving it away to the universe and calling out to serenity and breathing in life and accepting all that is to come. That, my friends, is dreaming, okay? That's the process of it. And not all dreams are good dreams. We have nightmares. We have funny dreams. We have all types of dreams, really. Depending on the individual, it really depends on you, your centeredness, and what makes you, you. And if you really dig deep down into your dreams, by analyzing it when you see them and then you wake up in the waking life, you realize that they're for you to be guided. You know, usually things that you have, you know, nightmares with are probably things that you fear. And that's an intuitiveness telling you to stay away from it. It is not good for you. And then if you have a dream that makes you feel like you never want to wake up, and when you wake up, you just want to go back to that dream. And when you do, it's so satisfying. That means that's your happy place. Whatever is happening in that dream, the surroundings. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. The environment, whatever it is in that picture, that makes you feel like you could just dream forever. That is the picture of dreaming. And you just have to match that with your waking life. You know, I have a constant fear of tsunamis. You know this because you know me. And I have a recurring dream of tsunamis. But what I have found is that that tsunami is me. And the fear is there of what I'm capable of doing and what I'm able to do in my waking life. And the thought process of accepting all that you are, the good, the bad, the ugly, that's loving you. And that is the essence of someone loving you. It's accepting all that you are, whether you are a wave, whether you are a tsunami, whether you are a ripple in the midst of a big ocean. It's the acceptance of the environment that makes you beautiful within and united in all of its essence. It's the accepting of one's existence and valuing that of what makes us beautiful and what makes us feel worthy. And when people don't get that, it can get very stormy. So what I want to say is I'm excited because I've always wanted to do it. I've always wanted to put out my art. I've been writing music since I was 12. I had a very, you know, traumatic childhood. And as an African-American woman, I'm going to say this four-letter word, B-E-L-T. And that's not a sandwich. And that's where my fear started. And then it just trickles down from there. From the moment that I remember my dad leaving and him never coming back. But I remember him telling me that he was going to come back. I'm 33. He came back and in some shape, but he never came back. And I think that's what I feel all the time with men, is that fear of, you love me, then why won't you stay? Stay with me. You know, but I have a good man right now, but he's really working my nerves. But he's good to me. You know, I had salmon today for lunch. Even when he was mad at me, he wrote a little letter and said, you know, go eat your food. And he got me coconut water. As an island girl, that's all you need to do. Like, listen, if you know how to work an island girl, you will be in good terms, because it doesn't take a lot to impress us. Give us food and coconut water and we're all good. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. Anyway, I just want you guys to know that my dream came true today. And guess what? You know I'm a realtor. Tomorrow I move in a first-time home buyer. And they're a couple. And in the beginning, it seemed like they weren't going to be able to get a place, period. And I walked them through the process, and the stars have aligned. And I've been aligned with an attorney that is really, really good. And a mortgage guy who's a little impatient, but he's really, really good. Very detailed. And you know me, I have the personality. Sometimes that balance is a little struggle. But nonetheless, we have a team that has been brought together by, you know, law of attraction. I think we're good. Okay? And we want it. We want people to be successful in being homeowners and ownerships, because there is a beauty in being, you know, in control of your own space. And that's all I have to say about that. And then I get a listing. So, you know, it took a while, but know that if you dream it, it can be done if you're diligent, you're persistent, and you are relentless in your goals. Whether that's a business goal, a life goal, a physical goal, a soul goal, a inspirational goal, a whatever goal it is for you. Maybe it's for somebody else. Sometimes we like to give. What if it's a goal for somebody else? Whatever it is, it can be done when you start the process with you and carrying on out into a successful. Okay? So, love you guys. Keep dreaming. Good night. Know that I'm always here for you. Keep dreaming. And never give up.